Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, it is high noon in the District of Columbia, and that's the only place we're at. We don't have to tell you what time it is in Madrid anymore. I had to do that a lot last week. It is time for our Paisanos Players Chat with our guy, Sam Cosby. But first, make sure you're checking out Paisanos Pizza. They got something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. Sammy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good right now.
You told me... So when I last saw you, it was in the locker room after the loss to Miami. You were obviously pretty downtrodden, and you said kind of how miserable that long flight home and everybody just kind of upset was going to be. Was it how you expected?
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, we had to wait around for a while. It's just, it was a long trip just to get back, but definitely would have been better with a win.
So as you kind of acclimate now, I mean, dude, I know that game was brutal and you guys were right there and then you lose it at the end. What does the bye week do for you, man? Like, what are you trying to do this week physically, mentally, with your family? Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, so... first and foremost, I'm just trying to get my body a time to heal and rest, vice versa with the mental especially, you know, just to get away. I've been in the building ever since.
Wow.
I mean, last August, so I've been there pretty much 24/7, it feels like, two summers ago. So I just need a break a little bit just to get away. I'm still going in the facility, still taking care of the body. From my perspective, family life, number two will be here in a couple weeks from now. So I'm just getting the house set for the little man to get into town and have everything ready to go, so I don't have to worry about that during the season.
Sure.
Sam, as you look at the game, were you able to see some things that improved for you all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, run game, we had quite a bit of yards in the run game, and that was able to open up some of the play action for sure. There's just some plays in the red zone that we weren't able to capitalize and definitely some calls we wanted back. I felt like our defense, stepped up and made plays when they needed to make plays. So it was good to see that. Just our defense kind of feeling like what they were before. So it was really cool to see them, have energy and fly around and make plays too. But we just weren't able to capitalize on a couple opportunities to win the ball game.
Talking with our friend Sam Cosby, Commander's right guard, for our weekly Paisanos player chat. No one appreciates the listeners more than our friends at Paisanos, and they're proving it. Score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. You can load up on pizza, wings, pasta, salads, whatever you're craving by using the promo code FAN30 at checkout. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone. Dude, I understand that a football game is far more than any one singular play, right? But as a player, when you have a chance at a game-winning kick, how difficult is it when you see it not go in?
I mean, it's kind of, you know, you put yourselves in that position to get down there. You know, a quick 2 minute to, you know, fingers crossed, you know, good operation and just, you know, pray it goes up in the uprights. But, you know, as soon as you see that, it kind of hits you in the gut. But like, all right, we gotta get back to work. And, you know, we're about to get an overtime. So that's kind of the first. But, I mean, right there. I mean, we're right there to win that ball game.
Yeah, I think a lot of times I get asked that question. I'm like, look, everybody has a job to do. And if it doesn't happen, you don't get mad because, hell, we may be in a situation where you don't do the block, you don't do the run, you don't throw the right pass, and you move past it. But it still hurts. You know, you don't lose your mind, but it hurts. But you feel, like you said, you got to get back out there going overtime and now make the plays to win the game.
Yep, for sure.
Now that you are home, how much have you eaten? Like, how quickly? So you guys got home, what, probably Monday morning or middle of the night, kind of Sunday night, Monday?
Yeah. It was like 1 a.m.
Wow.
Here, but it's really 7 a.m. in Madrid.
Right, so you were all screwed up.
Yeah, honestly, it was a lot easier to acclimate my body coming back than it was to going there.
Yeah. I thought so,
which
too.
It only took me not even, it just took me yesterday to just get back into the groove of it. It was really weird. But when I was there, when we went there, it took me a couple days to just get my body acclimated. It's really, really strange.
Dude, I think going there,
that was hell.
That was really tough. Back was way better.
Man, look, I got there, Sam, that morning at 5-something. When we got to the hotel, it was like 8. Our rooms weren't ready. When they finally let me in my room at 11, I had to be somewhere at 11:30, and then it didn't stop.
Yeah.
So I was suffering.
That's how he kind of felt when it came to getting there. I mean, it was just boom thing after another, after another, after another. And obviously with traveling to the facilities and, you know, everything spread out, you know, it just took more time throughout the day to do stuff. So, yeah, it was definitely felt like a haul each and every day just to you know, get through the days. Definitely different.
Obviously, the game, the result is just a killer, right? But How much did you enjoy the experience? That was your first international game, I believe, right?
Yeah, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed being able to see a different culture, especially. You know, there's a couple things I definitely noticed about just how they operate over there. You know, I was walking around and, you know, and taking Ubers and just looking around. I didn't see one, I don't know how the people would take, but I didn't see one fat person. Not a single fat person.
No fat people at all in the whole country.
No, no diabetes there, but good Lord, they're going to have lung cancer. I mean, everybody smokes over there. It's incredible. They're just packing. I mean, I think I saw like a kid smoking over there. So at a restaurant, I was looking at him like, how old does that kid have to be?
Yeah. It's like, but did you notice like the food tastes differently? And I thought it was fresher than me, to be honest with you.
No, by far. So, like, what we noticed when we were in the hotel, we normally get some wings for, like, a night snack. They were way smaller than the ones we get here in the States. But you could taste it, though. Like, there wasn't anything added to them. And then, like, you know, it's like ketchup. If you looked at the ketchup, the first thing you read is tomatoes. Right. You know,
whatever.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be some weird ingredients and all these added preservatives and stuff like that. So I could tell their food was definitely, you know, healthier, better quality. Obviously not the portion sizes. I mean, a lot of restaurants I had to order three or four entrees.
What did you think of the stadium? I mean, there was a lot of like burgundy and gold there. There was a lot going on. How was that experience for you?
I loved it. I loved to see everybody. I mean, it was really unique to see how many different jerseys there were from different teams, you know, as well. I mean, obviously a lot of burgundy and gold, but like just seeing, you know, other people there just representing the teams that they support. It was very, I mean, there was just a, it was, you know, almost like a color rush of just throughout the stands. So, you know, that was really neat to see that. And then obviously, you know, different situations too on the field. I mean, we kind of had to learn on cadence, like if we're in the red zone or we're backed up, we had to go on like a silent count. But in the middle of the field, we could just use regular cadence, which was just really weird that we had to figure out throughout the game. Yeah.
That is weird.
What I noticed, like, throughout the last 2 years, man, like every city you all travel to, the burgundy and gold shows up, you know, and I hope y'all were able to see that because they are really, really supporting you. Believe me.
Yeah, trust me. I mean, we do. I really do appreciate all the fans showing support and doing all that. And I know, like, with how we've been performing, especially, I know that's hard for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing more than for me personally wanting to win ball games and you know, I just, you know, we've had, from me being here, just such a drought for so long, and I hate to have a season how it's going right now. There's nothing more that I want to do than win ball games and be in contention, and, you know, see smiles on fans' faces. You know, I hate what we're going through right now.
I get it, man. We're talking with our friend Sam Cosmi, Commander's right guard, as part of our Paisanos players chat. No one appreciates fan listeners more than our friends at Paisanos. They're proving it right now. Get $30 off. Get 30% off any order of $30 or more with the promo code FAN30. Pizza, wings, pasta, salads, whatever you're looking for, Paisanos has got it. Not just pizza, something for everyone. As people keep asking me, and I get asked this a lot, what has happened with Washington this season? And I think there's a number of layers to that question, but injuries are such a significant factor. As a player, like when you look around, whether it's in the huddle on Sunday in Madrid or just at practice, and you just notice how many guys aren't there, do you allow yourself to even notice that? I know it's a next man up league. I know what the mentality is. But when the changes have been so significant, is it just painfully obvious?
I mean, yes and no. You know, the rotation of guys that we've kind of had coming through, especially, you know, our huddle and going through that whole process. I mean, as an O-lineman, you can't obviously think that way and let that affect your play. Because regardless of your situation, our job is to protect the quarterback and we'll really protect the ball carrier. So whoever that is, wide receiver, running back, quarterback. So whoever they put back there, we're going to have to protect regardless of the situation at hand. But, yeah, I mean, it's different. It's different because, you know, it's a different group of guys, you know. Like last year was – I hate to, you know, go back to last year, but – you know, for the most part, we were pretty much healthy throughout the whole season. And right. We had a great chemistry of guys that no matter what, like, you know, we had that brotherhood of like, and that chemistry, not that we don't have a brotherhood, but it's like more of like a chemistry thing, if anything, you know, like every time, especially offensively, like we step on the field, we knew exactly what we got, mm-hmm. you know? And so it's just different. But from that standpoint, I mean, injuries do play a big factor, I feel like. And I feel like it is, hate to say this, an excuse, because it's like, you know, you pay players for a certain reason and you pay them a certain amount of money for that reason alone to perform at their level in which they play. And so not having those players definitely can hurt a team, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
And it's next man up, but it's like, you know, it's just, it's it's a different guy, you know. It's different guys out there. It's tough to navigate sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's like that. You know, it's just a chemistry thing, like you just stated, because you get to a point when you have the same guy on your left side, same guy on your right side. You don't even have to look at him. You automatically know just based off of what the situation is, what they're going to do. And when you put another person in that position, that doesn't happen. And it's as simple as that. You know, you have to think a little bit more. And then I always tell people, if you're thinking on the football field, you got a problem. If you're not reacting, you know, reacting is going to be easier for people to just do it. But when you're thinking about, oh, what is he going to do in this situation, it just makes you a little bit slower to the point.
Exactly. I completely agree with that statement there. I mean, for sure. If you're thinking, you're just that quick late to reacting. So you said it best right there.
Sam, with the bye this week, would you normally travel and you guys are sticking around just because you're so close to the baby's arrival, or do you normally just kind of lay low?
A little bit of both. I mean, if it was up to us, I mean, maybe have gone somewhere just for a little bit, but you know, baby's here. And then also just, I really want to, you know, take care of my body and put that first right now. So it's kind of the best of both worlds when it comes to that. And then just spending as much time with the little one before we have another addition to come into the family. So that's kind of the mentality coming into this week.
I get that. When you do vacation, are you a beach guy, a mountain guy? You like a Airbnb? You like a resort? Like, what do you like?
It's whatever the wife wants, you know?
Trust me, I know.
She's a beach gal. I like going to the beach. I also like going to the mountains. I used to ski all the time.
Did you?
Yeah.
What size were your skis, dude?
That's probably as big as you can get. but no, yeah. Skiing is one of my things that I love to do.
Like throughout really high school and stuff?
Yeah, high school and college, yeah.
Where would you guys go from Texas?
Colorado.
That's sick. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the.
See, I'm telling you, man, you might be big, but you're an athlete, man.
Exactly. I'm flying down those hills, trust me.
People better get out of the way.
Big man rolling right there.
Have you done any skiing locally? Like, have you gone to any places you could drive to from Ashburn?
No, not really. I kind of haven't had the opportunity to really do anything like that. If I normally go, it's normally, like I said, with family and plan a trip to Colorado. But I didn't know there was a lot of places around here that you can do that.
Well, it's not Colorado, but I mean, the elevation is really just not that high. But dude, I bet from where you live, you could probably get to a place like Bryce Mountain or something within like 90 minutes, dude. Yeah. And it's really good places to learn to ski. It can be kind of icy at times. You got to hope for good snow, but if your background is Colorado and the West and the Rockies, it's going to be significantly different. But you can ski on the East Coast, and if you go over to West Virginia or up into Pennsylvania or New York, even Western Maryland, there's some pretty good mountains.
Yeah, right now, especially, that sounds about right about my speed. In high school, I would go on the blacks, the diamonds, and but right now it's more like green, some blues, some more coasting, if anything.
I like a good blue at this stage of my life.
for sure.
I'm trying to set up a boys trip to my buddy's place in Park City in probably February. You'll have a 2-month old baby. You think you can pull off coming with us?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Hey, this is what you do to him, Sam. Just ask him when he had his kids where the hell did he go?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I went and changed diapers. That's what I did.
Yeah. Diapers and been gone for a whole season. Yeah. The wife's ready for the husband to be at home taking care of the load. So, yeah.
Last thing. I know in that game you had to come out for a couple plays. You kind of got rolled up on in the post game. You said you weren't necessarily thrilled with how that shook out. Were you gonna file with the league? I don't know where that kind of landed.
Oh yeah, that clip's already been turned in.
Okay, what is the process like? When do you hear back, and how does that work out?
Yeah, we got a guy on the team that I just like. He's the head of that for us with when it comes to looking at stuff like that or missed calls. So either it's kind of talk to him about it. Just didn't appreciate how I got hurt on that play for something that was completely uncalled for to do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's ridiculous. But you never know how the league's going to respond to things, and they might let it go. I've gotten fined for really pointless things at times that, right, you look at it and you're like, how the heck did I get fined for that? But, and how the heck did somebody not get fined for, that obvious thing,
right.
So they kind of just dictate based off of how they view things, and just kind of have to go with it.
Well, good luck with that, and enjoy the bye week, dude. Get some rest and just hang with the family, and we'll catch up with you next week. You won't have to deal with the media for a whole week. Isn't that pleasant?
I know, and we'll,
in other words, you'll have to deal with JP.
Yeah.
Well, thank
I'll see
you, dude.
You next week, though.
All right, man.
We appreciate you guys.
All right
Sam.
Take care, Sam.
Buddy.
Yeah.
All bye. Right. That's our guy, Sam Cosmi, Washington Commanders right guard, joining us for the weekly Paisanos Players Chat. No one appreciates 106.7 The Fan listeners more than our friends at Paisanos, and they're proving it. Score 30% off any order of $30 or more with the promo code FAN30. Load up on pizza, wings, pasta, salads, whatever you're craving by using promo code FAN30 at checkout. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone.
Yep.
I don't know if you're ready for it, B. I think it's time to open these phones up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
B. Mitch Finley,
afternoon delight, huh, News?
Whenever you hear the Starland Vocal Band during the B. Mitch Finley program, it means it's time to talk to Chris Russell. If you're on, I know callers just called in, but you got to take Rooster when you get an opportunity. He's a very busy fella.
Yeah. Good afternoon, boys.
Rooster and I were on the same flight back from Spain yesterday.
Yes, mm-hmm. We were.
I thought, it's a long flight, but I thought that everything went well on the plane. Somehow, B. Mitch, we landed on the people mover at Dulles, and Chris was very upset.
I was very upset.
Why?
I have no idea why.
Because people are silly gooses, and it was just a bad setup, and then we had to wait, and just a bunch of things going on.
B, you know I'll complain about anything.
What was the bad setup?
What was the complaint yesterday?
It was you get off the plane and you got to walk like a mile and a half to get through this long corridor to customs, and people in wheelchairs were being pushed through. And
are you mad at people in wheelchairs?
No. I was being hit, and it was just aggravating, right? Anyway, B, I got to say this. The two biggest pops that I got the entire week that I was in Madrid and Barcelona mm-hmm. was because of JP's introduction of me. Friday night, outside of two Irish bars that were jam-packed for his podcast party, outside on the street, I walk up to him, and he's like, "Hey, Rooster!" And a bunch of people around, "Oh, Rooster!" Like all of a sudden you're relevant now because JP knows you.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday on the People Mover, a bunch of people recognized him, of course, they have no idea, and for good reason, who I am. And he's like, hey, do you guys know Chris Russell? And they're like, oh, Rooster. So the only reason why I was relevant was because of J.P. Finley.
You just don't go out a lot, Rooster. You got to start going out more.
Probably worth pointing out, Brian, that Rooster, we had been off the plane for some time.
Uh-huh.
He still had his neck pillow around his neck.
Yes.
I'm not really sure the hows or whys on
that. I mean, I've got a sore neck. You know, when you carry a radio station like I do on 980, you get a sore neck, you get a sore back. So you need to... Yeah, you need to...
Rooster, will you say something for me in this exact cadence? My neck. My back. Just say that for me.
My neck. My back.
You know it follows that, Bruce.
Oh, boy.
Jeff will tell you when we done.
Oh, boy. Jeff gonna blend that into a song?
No, he'll let you know what comes after that.
Okay.
Don't ever say that again. Don't listen to JP, man.
Hey, at least I didn't do that stupid 6'7 stuff.
Well, here...
I would have rather you did that.
Well, I'm glad, Jeff, you potted up his mic, because I'd like to let Jeff talk here, too. Brian.
JP, why are you carrying around a bottle of Italian? Oh, you got a salad.
I have a salad. Okay.
I'm like, why is he playing with a bottle of Italian dressing?
He does weird stuff sometimes.
No, I've gotten very responsible. I put my name on it so they don't throw it away.
Attaboy.
Brian.
Yeah.
There are currently six of us involved in the radio program. Me and you, Chris and Jeff, White Brian, and Landfill.
Yeah.
Four of us went to Spain. Me, you, Rooster, and Jeff. 50% of the current population of this radio program that went to Spain barfed on the streets or the oceans of Spain.
So who was that?
Well, it wasn't me. Was it you?
No.
Okay.
So Rooster and Jeff?
So here's what we're going to do. They're both going to tell us their barf story, and we'll decide who was worse.
All right. So here's my barf story. Thursday in Barcelona... I go out on a little sailboat, right? And we go out into the Mediterranean Sea. I had an empty stomach. It was like 2:30 in the afternoon. I had not eaten. Okay? I drink a beer.
You got drunk off of a beer?
No, I didn't get drunk. Listen.
You just threw up off of beer?
So then all of a sudden, she's like, you know, the boat operator or the captain was like, it's going to get a little choppy here as we turn around. And all of a sudden, the boat starts bouncing up and down like this. And I'm like... And, like, you know that feeling, like, sometimes where you have to burp, right, from drinking?
This is so crazy.
I've never had that.
I do. So I thought I had to burp. And I burped, but then it immediately got followed up by blah.
Did you throw up on it?
Did you make it over the side of the boat?
No.
Oh.
No, because it came out so fast that I couldn't even turn around because I thought it was a burp.
Did you throw up on anyone?
I threw up on food.
Wait, on the food they were serving?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There were a couple of, like, hand snacks, like, you know.
His is worse.
Yeah.
Before I even hear Jeff.
I had to leave just out of fairness, I left a 50 pesos tip to the cleaning, to the captain and the assistant
you
captain.
You gave them 50 cents?
No, $50 50 or 50
euros.
Pesos or whatever, euros or whatever.
Man, not pesos.
Not
though.
Pesos.
Well, whatever it is.
You barfed all over the food.
Yeah,
the
and me, and yeah, and the boat, and everything. It happened so fast, I couldn't even turn around to get out of the boat to barf in the Mediterranean.
But I didn't know that. Bruce, you gotta know.
That is awful, bro.
It's more
I didn't
than
know
just
that.
Air coming up.
I thought you at least got it off the
boat. No. Literally, it happened so fast and so surprisingly.
I think he is worse, Jeff.
What? Jeff, what happened?
You're out here giving Americans a bad name.
Yeah. I guarantee somebody say, damn Americans.
Yeah, dude. All right, Jeffrey.
And we told Rooster not American. He's from Buffalo.
I have a lot of problems with a lot of things. There were a couple of Italian girls that, you know, on the boat, and they, I felt terrible for them, right? There was four or five of them.
Did anybody talk to you after this?
Yeah, I mean, and I was very apologetic. I was very un-American, right? I was very, like, I'm so sorry for ruining your day. Da-da-da-da-da. I feel terrible. Like, and they were like, no, it's okay. It's okay. You know,
they were lying.
Well, I'm sure they were because
they couldn't eat now.
I totally ruined it. I belched all over the salami.
We got it.
You didn't belch.
Jeff, tell us your barf story. Why are you guys going to Europe to barf?
Jeez. Yeah, that was terrible.
Weak, man. Weak.
So, mine was Saturday.
I went to the restaurant with B, Ahmed, Tana, Mark. We're all eating.
I was at the Gardens.
They're all getting drinks with their food. I get ginger ale because I'm like, yo, I touched down not too long ago. I'm hungry because I rode the train for about 2-3 hours when I touched down in Madrid just to go look around. So everywhere.
Should have just walked, dog.
Nah, so the train, it take you to different parts of Madrid.
Okay.
So I was just sightseeing through the train, getting off the train, walking and coming back. So I'm like,
I walked for like 5 miles that Saturday.
It was so awesome. I get with, we go back to the hotel. Me and Mark stays at the bar because B has an event to go to. Sweet. So I'm like, let's get some liquor now. I'm good. So I have a drink with Mark. And as I'm sitting there, I'm talking, all I hear is, hey, yo, I know that voice. You my man from the radio that make the songs. I'm like, yeah, da-da-da. We chilling, we talking. He go, let's take a shot. Now, I was drinking something called Torre 5. It's a brandy out there that a lot of them drink. And they want to have shots of tequila reposado. So I'm like, all right, cool. That's still brown in my book. So I take the shots. And then that one shot led into just multiple shots and drinks the entire night. So
you just got hammered.
Yes. So then
the young lady that was drinking with him, she wasn't drunk.
Hold on. Ooh. They also wasn't giving
them. I got picks.
They also wasn't giving them the amount of liquor that I was giving.
That's Jeff's story.
So hold on. So we about to go to a party because in Madrid, their nightlife starts at 12.
Sure, yes. It's late.
Yeah, so we about to go to the party. They're like, yo, Jeff, come get in the Uber. You can ride with us. But I had tried to order food, and there was no food there. So I'm like, I'm going to catch y'all at the club.
I just saw a photo. Good. You took your shirt off.
Hold on. I'm going to get to that part. So I'm like, yeah, I got to walk. It's going to be fine. I'm telling them I have to walk because if I would have gotten that Uber, it was going down. I would have threw up
on that. He threw up before he got into the club.
So I'm walking up the street. And I just feel it coming up. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's after the club.
No, this is before the club. I'm like, I just feel it coming on. I go inside the alley, and I'm just barfing. I didn't feel bad because there was this little European kid giving his body up in the alley as well, throwing up. So I'm like, all right, back.
You heard he said a little European kid.
No.
Not a grown-ass man from America.
Nah, he was like 22, 23.
Jeff, that's weak sauce, man. So I at least threw up after one can of beer.
I'm like,
you might have had a boat involved, though. You could have been seasick.
Yeah. That's true.
So I'm like,
hold on, Jeff. Your story's going to take a long time. I'm going to try to keep us on schedule break-wise. The people that are on hold, I might just let them weigh in on whose barf story is worse.
What
I can't believe.
Oh, I'm so smart.
Can't believe both of you guys barfed in Spain.
Don't piss off Landfill by blowing the break because he's already upset that you're back.
Well, Landfill, I think, has audio of Chris.
Yeah, I actually have audio of what he said to the people on the boat after he threw up.
Feliz cumpleaños and prospero año y felicidad.
What we're the coming, hell does that mean?
We're coming right back. These two are disgusting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wonder if I just got some karmic payback. What's wrong? You don't hear, B?
I hear nothing.
B's not hearing anything.
Okay.
Maybe Rooster messed something up.
Nah, I think Jeff talked so much in the break, my ears went numb.
Yo, that was one of the most remarkable, nonstop, one dude talking, everybody just slowly tuning
in. He thought
him
he was
out.
Having a conversation. Nobody
I
else
was
spoke.
Like, oh
no, I didn't think I was having a conversation. I think I was talking to y'all. It wasn't a conversation. Oh, three of y'all. Y'all were invested in it.
No, we weren't invested.
I just lost Jeff to Hoffman.
I don't know. The Madrid cartel. I didn't even know they had those. Jeff in 48 hours. He's sweating now. 48 hours in Madrid. Found lots of trouble.
I didn't find a lot of trouble. One trouble. But I was good.
I was there a week. Found zero trouble. But the let's stay on topic. Somehow, me, Brian, Jeff, and Rooster all went to Madrid for various amounts of time.
Uh-huh.
And while in Spain, Brian and I were able to keep from throwing up the entire time we were there.
The whole time.
And Jeff and Chris were unable to do so.
And I know I had a few. I over under was probably 50.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think I topped it.
You're crazy.
Saturday, I went for it. Saturday was my day. Take the over on Saturday.
All I got to do is say, CJ, my dog.
Well, CJ threw a party.
The bar closed, and then CJ came out with carts.
Oh.
Listen to me, dude.
Man.
They said you can't order from the bar anymore, but you can from room service.
Attaboy.
Okay.
I remember when I used to be able to drink like that.
So,
no more.
Rooster drank a beer, per his story, and then...
probably didn't even drink the whole beer.
No, I drank the whole beer, but it was on an empty stomach.
Do you get seasick?
Not normally, but I'm telling you, man, as soon as we went out in the middle of the Mediterranean...
The whole beer on the empty... Beer on the empty stomach is nothing new. We do that in Louisiana every day.
Can we back this up? Their beers were not even that big in Madrid.
Yeah, it was just a regular can of beer on a sailboat, man.
It was small.
That's all. I'm not telling you. I'm proud of this.
Okay, so
I got sick.
Let's let folks weigh in. Chris drank a beer on a boat and threw up all over the food on the boat.
That's nasty.
Jeff apparently drank all day and then threw up all over the alley of the club and may or may not have gotten into an altercation with the Madrid cartel in the process.
And Hugo.
Whose story is worse?
I mean, it's definitely Chris Russell. He
threw up on all the food.
I can't believe you threw up on the food, too.
Bad. I mean, there was Italian meats.
You got to at least turn your damn face.
I.
And then Russell, 50 euros wasn't enough.
He said it was pesos at first.
I'm telling you, like when I realized I was in trouble after I burped, right?
Oh my
and
God.
It was more than just a, and then it just followed up with a trigger reaction. I went like this, covering my hands, and it sprayed everywhere.
Hey, and hold up.
God.
At least when I did it, y'all wouldn't even have known I had thrown up if I didn't sound hurt on the phone when B called me, because I was about to call you back, JP, and B.
Well, you were supposed to come to the party that night. I never saw you.
I couldn't make it. I barely made it to the parties I went to.
We wouldn't have known if Rufus had thrown up if he hadn't told us.
Yeah, but he did it in front of people. That is bad. That's something you do when you're like 17 and you first.
So you just painted
throwing
some alleyway in Madrid.
Is bad.
Yeah. No, I'm not telling you that this was a shining moment for me. I'm not telling you that.
It wasn't shining. It was
probably glistening.
Yeah. You know what they throw?
It was yellow.
That little smell.
It looked like the curry in the press box.
It was pretty cold out there.
It went from being great meats and cheeses to throw up smell.
JP, it looked like the curry. Because I don't know if you were up in the press box.
I had the curry.
Okay. It looked like that color.
Rooster was also furious. They ran out of forks.
Yes.
At halftime in the press box.
It's everybody else's fault. Did we ever get a count on how many other people's day Rooster ruined by throwing up on the boat?
How many people were there?
I mean, probably like 6 or 7.
Just yeah, I had 6 or 7 people.
Are you trying to do a 6 or 7 bit?
No. Was it six or seven? I don't know.
What
I mean, it was probably that amount. There were a couple of Italian girls and a mother and a boy, a guy, whatever, that was dating one of the girls.
So you ruined
a
child's day.
You know, and the
Did you give everyone 50 euros?
No. I gave the crew, the two-man crew.
But what about the people that planned on eating the food that you
barfed
on? Well,
they had already, the good news is they had already had time to eat it, right? Number one. Number two, they're not fat, so they don't eat all day long.
Toby, Rooster threw up on all of the food.
Let's ask Toby a few quick questions. Toby, did you go to Spain?
I did, yes.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I loved it.
Did you throw up?
No.
So now there are five of us that went to Spain.
Bro,
Toby. And only two of them throw up.
Toby is the most pure man on this radio station right now.
Rooster basically is trying to say he threw up because of the beer. I just think Rooster just got seasick.
Yeah, I threw up because of alcohol.
One way or the other, I think it was one that led into another. I was definite. It was definitely because of the freaking waves that were bouncing up and down.
Should've got you Dramamine.
You think I wasn't drinking a lot? I didn't throw up.
Hey, JP, my excuse was this was my first time going that hard in a year.
We don't care.
Dog.
You threw up.
I threw up twice.
Lost your edge.
I don't care. I went to the party, threw up. Soon as I got out of the party, I turned to the left. Security said, "Are you okay?" I went and went to the corner and all on the corner.
I mean, you guys wonder why they hate Americans.
Hold on,
wherever
then,
we go.
What was the worst thing is a guy ran up to me and he didn't say, "Are you okay?" He said, man, you know you can get fined for that. He said, "You can't spit on the ground here." I was like, "All right." But when I look over to the left, it's people throwing up all over now.
You know, where were you? I was at 100 bars and 100 alleys, and I never saw anybody throwing up. Yeah, you found the one place where everybody's throwing up.
You know what? The spitting on the ground thing, I had heard that somewhere. So I was out, and I was like, "Nah, let me not do this." Because I just held it, and I'm like, "I'm going to swallow this from here." Because I remember someone saying in certain countries you can't spit on the ground. It's a fine.
Jamar Chase would be in trouble.
Jamar Chase. All right. So, Brian, you were in Spain about a week. Did you have a pleasant time?
Great time.
Nothing really weird or
crazy? Nothing crazy. Magnificent.
Toby, you were in Spain for a significant period of time.
Yes.
Did you have a great time?
Loved it.
Did anything weird or crazy or barfy happen to you?
No, not at all.
I also was in Spain a significant period of time. Nothing weird, nothing crazy, no barfing. Something's wrong with the two of you.
Well, hey, it was fun for me. I don't care.
Listen,
grow up or not, I had a good time.
I'm not going to deny that something is wrong with me. I mean, you know, what do you want me to say? I mean, it wasn't a shining moment, for God's sakes.
Rooster threw up on the food and then said they had time to eat it. Like, oh, eat your food before I throw up on
yes,
it.
Yes, that was the whole point, B.
They just wish you could have gotten to the damn side of the boat or to the bathroom.
It's possible they were going to have some more food, and then you barfed on it, so they didn't.
It was a trigger reaction. It really was not a good moment. It was not fun. I couldn't eat. It happened so fast and so violently that I couldn't even turn around to barf out in the Mediterranean.
Was this in an enclosed boat, or was it like...
No, it's an open sailboat.
Okay. Because you know...
Well, I'm glad you guys had a great trip.
By the way...
Remind me to never sit next to you on a plane.
I passed Bill Gates' $600 million yacht. I mean, the thing's just sitting there, just hanging out. He uses it twice
a year.
You
threw up on that one, too?
I know he's not getting invited to that boat.
I passed Steven Spielberg's yacht.
Are you
David
somehow
Beckham's
offended
yacht.
About that?
What?
Are you somehow mad about those guys having those yachts?
Yeah, man. I want one. I was thinking me and B could tag team and get, one of those yachts with his veritable fortune.
Tag team what? Time out.
Partnership.
I got to be
partnership. Tag team in and out of the ring
about something.
Oh my
Chris,
God.
I will never get on a boat with you ever.
Okay.
No canoes.
All
no
right.
rafts.
Okay.
Nothing.
I'd probably sink the canoe.
If you had polled people before the Spain trip, which two of all the five people going who won't be able to handle themselves, every single person would have said Jeff and Russell. Every single person.
And guess what? They're right.
Mm-hmm. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.